everybody. Welcome back to the third podcast of the Crazy Bag Ladies. This fine Saturday morning, I have the pleasure of introducing Barbecue Bob, a guy who's really well-versed in barbecuing, grilling, and beer making. So he's here to share his tips with you. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Thanks, Claudia. It's a pleasure to be here today.
So what would you like to tell us? What is your problem? Are you awake, Bob?
Well, Bob was up a little late last night.
Drinking his homemade beer.
Drinking homemade beer, hanging one on. I got to tell you something.
Tying one on, I thought it was. Hanging one. That's a new one.
Well, whatever it takes. 220, 220.
Hanging one on. Is
that's
that an
right.
actual phrase?
Well, from where I'm from, that's what we say. Anyway, let's talk about smoking. Let's talk about
as in barbecue.
Grilling. Let's talk about barbecuing. Things that people need to know to get through the summer, to have an enjoyable meal with their family and friends.
Yeah, with the oven off in the house. No
yeah.
cooking in the house.
Gets hot in that house, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Too hot for me. I don't like sweating.
So Father's Day is coming, and
exactly.
This
Father's
would be something. So
up.
if your wife gave you like barbecue paraphernalia, barbecue gear, all that stuff, you'd be happy.
I'd be jazzed.
If you could have anything the most of barbecue stuff, what would you want?
I'd want to have, well, I already have it.
I mean, within reason.
I'd probably want a nice new smoker.
A smoker?
Yeah, sure. It's different from your barbecue grill, but it does add a lot of excitement. You get to smoke some ribs or you smoke anything.
How long does it take? Typically, let's say a guy wants
to
smoke some ribs.
Smoking is low and slow. It's low temperature.
I mean, would he like to have to start like the night before or in the morning? Or?
Well, sometimes I take a big pork shoulder and I'll do it the night before. It'll be 12, 14 hours smoking that smoke.
But how often, what about the middle of the night? Do you have to go out there to check it? Or?
Well, that's if you get you can get smokers where you can check them, or you can get a smoker that's electric and has a temperature control.
I wouldn't think the electric car is much fun.
No, it's not. And it actually doesn't taste the same, in my opinion. So I like to use the wood or charcoal. And then go ahead and just stoke the fire. Yeah, it's kind of exciting. You get
cool.
up 3 in the morning, you know, and you start your fire and you put
the
on
the old
your...
caveman thing, right?
Exactly. It's like a caveman. You know, you get your meat and you put it over the fire.
Yeah, well, we're hunting and gathering. You're out killing the animals.
Well, you know, men like that meat on the bone and over the coals.
So let me ask you this. We're at two different sites on Crazy Bag Ladies, and one of them that you liked was the Bradley Smoker on Chefs.
Yeah.
Chefs.com through our site.
Well, that's definitely the Cadillac smoker.
Yeah, but that's electric, though, right? And you're cool with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a Cadillac. And you just set it and forget it. It's a...
this is a pricier model, though, right? This is
yeah,
like
it's very expensive.
But it looks really nice.
It's definitely a winner, I tell you that.
It says you set it up and you leave it. It says the innovative smoker feeds wood biscuits automatically for worry-free cooking. Okay, that would be the woman's version of smoking something.
Well, some men don't have the time or the will to go ahead and
But then to
do
me,
it.
Well, to me, that would be the woman's best, a woman's way to do it because you wouldn't worry about it. I mean, maybe guys like that too, but I would think, to me, from what I've seen of guys who barbecue, they like to worry about it.
Yeah, that's part of the deal.
That's part of the...
Well, it gives you time to drink your beer too.
Yeah, while you're sitting out there smoking your...
Watching the fire, you're staying out of the house, staying out of your...
Wife's way
while she's
watching the kids, right? Yeah, gotta say that.
Well, we're watching the kids in the backyard.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, all right, so we've got that. We got the this is electric, the Bradley smoker.
Yeah, that's it. But it's a Cadillac, though. Like I said, you set it and you just forget it.
But what about
automatic
somewhere like, or now we have Grills Direct, and I'm trying to get an idea.
Now, why would you want to smoke that meat as opposed to just cook it in the oven and then throw it on the grill for the last 5 minutes and then throw your sauce on it?
Why?
Well, have you ever tasted smoked meat?
Yeah, it's very good. But, you know, I think what it is that I'm...
Not too much smoke. See, sometimes people, what they do is they put too much of the
sauce on it. The smoking stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But what you're going to do
yeah,
when you're smoking things, you just have to remember the tip, low and slow.
And not a lot of the smoking sauce, right? They think they sell that stuff in the store, the hickory smoke.
No,
oh gosh, that
no,
makes
no,
me
no,
sick.
No. That's a cardinal sin. What you want to do is just cook the meat with a dry rub.
And where do, how do you?
And then when you're done barbecuing, you give, you put sauce out on the table for everybody to put their own sauce on after
that's
the barbecue's
better.
Done. That's
okay.
Called, that's more of a Memphis style barbecue, which I happen to.
Okay, what about a dry rub? Where do you get the dry rub, and how do you do the dry? I mean, where? How would it?
Well, I have some recipes for dry rub, but
give me one off the top of your head.
Well, you could just off the top of my head, you could put paprika, about a third of a cup of paprika. You could put. You put me on the spot here, Claude.
I'm sorry, Bob. I thought you had all this stuff down. Hey,
I have it all written down because I have so many recipes. It's hard to remember everything.
Well,
I
mean, hey, if you want Bob's, he's got a ton of recipes for this.
I do
stuff.
Have a ton of recipes.
And he'll be happy to share them with you. If you want to, you know, write to me here at sales@crazybagladies.com. And in the message subject header, just put, need a recipe from Bob. And just tell me what you're looking for, and I'll pass it on to him and make sure it gets back to you.
Now, you've sampled my ribs.
Oh, his ribs, I have to say. They are awesome. Again, Sean is back. You can hear him in the background. Sorry for the interruption, everybody, but Sean beckoned. Okay, so we were talking about barbecue. I want to give everybody some other options of where they can look for this stuff. I mean, Chef's was one. Okay, we were going to tell you about some other stores. We said Home Marketplace, Brookstone.
Grills Direct.
Sur la, la table. Sur la table. We're going to say it.
La table.
There's a bunch of stuff. If you could just go under House and Home and look under, you can look under the kitchen or just basically the House and Home category at Crazy Bag Ladies, and you'll find stuff. Most anything you're looking for, from, you know, the Grills Direct to barbecue stores, everything. Just look around and have fun. But Chef Bob, Barbecue Bob here, has a recipe for his Memphis-style
barbecue
ribs.
Pork short ribs.
And I've tasted them, and they are awesome. They rock.
Well, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I will. They're pretty darn good.
Family show, Bob. Okay, go ahead.
First, what you want to do is get that slab of short ribs, and you want to put on a Memphis-style rub on there. And I'm going to give you the recipe for that right now, so I'll give you a couple seconds to get your pencil out.
Well, they can pause it. Oh, it's not live. It's a podcast.
Well, I'm not too sharp.
Yes, you are.
Anyway, here's your Memphis-style rub recipe. You want to have about a quarter cup of paprika. Throw in 2 tablespoons of dark brown sugar. What that does is help create a glaze on it. 2 tablespoons of black pepper. That's right. 2 whole tablespoons of black pepper. 1 tablespoon of salt. 1 tablespoon of celery salt. You're going to throw in 2 teaspoons of garlic powder. 2 teaspoons of onion powder, 2 teaspoons of dry mustard, 2 teaspoons of cumin, and 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper. And folks, let me tell you something. That 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper is not that hot. It'll add a little bit of degree there.
Yeah, because I'm not a spicy.
Yeah, degree. Claudia tried it, and she said it was pretty, you know, just about right
just
with
right.
the heat. But
it
if you want,
not, yeah.
if you want it hot, feel free to add another teaspoon.
Yeah, but you know, when you have little kids and stuff, you want to go, you know, less is
yes,
better.
Yes, less is more sometimes.
Yeah, for them.
Well, when you get your smoker ready, you want to make sure that you get the heat constant.
No, these are, okay, so this is done as a smoker. That's how you do these.
Yeah,
times.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Slow and slow. So you get your smoker ready, get all your wood burned down, get your coals going. And once you get the temperature between 200 and 250, I like to have mine right around 200, 205. Keep it steady there for a while. And I put tin foil all over the grill. And then I lay the ribs in there with the dry rub all over them. And then I leave it in there. And about every 20 to 30 minutes, I baste them with my mop sauce, which I'm about to give you a recipe for my famous Memphis mop sauce.
Okay, so the first recipe was the rub, correct?
Correct. That's okay. The rub that goes on there. And what that's going to do is create type of a bark or a crust on there.
Oh.
And the mop sauce will continue to keep it moist. And it's like basting a turkey in the oven, except you're basting your ribs on the grill.
Okay.
Now, that Memphis mop sauce, you're going to have 1/8 cup olive oil, 1/4 cup of flat beer, which shouldn't be too hard to find, 1/8 cup of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of steak sauce, 1 cup of apple cider vinegar, 2 cups of apple cider, 2 bay leaves, 6 cloves of garlic. I like garlic. Finely minced, though. You got to really chop it fine. You're going to have 3 tablespoons of hot sauce. You pick the brand. I usually use Louisiana hot sauce or Tabasco. 1 tablespoon of salt, and 3/4 cup of your barbecue rub. You mix that all together, and then you get your mop, and you just put it on your ribs every 20 minutes. Now, this is going to take you a good 6 to 8 hours to smoke these ribs at 200 degrees.
That long?
At least. Sometimes a little bit longer. It depends on how you know, every grill is different.
So the perfect scenario would be like out by the pool, starting them around 10 in the morning or 9 in the morning.
Well, I'd start earlier than that. I'd probably start them coals about 7 in the morning. 6 or 7. Get up early. Have yourself a pot of coffee.
This is why I don't barbecue.
Get the coals on. Get everything going by 7 in the morning. But the night before, you do your Memphis rub on the ribs so that it can marinate in the rub overnight.
Okay, I gotcha. Very good.
So you pop those on. Get your smoker going. And then it's time to have breakfast.
Have breakfast.
Well, I was going to say crack a beer, but it's a little early for most people.
Yeah, well, okay,
hey, while you're on there and you got your mop sauce you made the night before, you can go ahead and make your barbecue sauce, Bob's famous barbecue sauce.
Your barbecue sauce.
And I'm going to tell you how to do that. That's a famous Memphis-style barbecue sauce, and that's applied after the ribs are completely done and sitting on the table and cut individually. And people can apply their own sauce. Some people don't like a lot of sauce. Some people like a lot. So
that's why I say it's better.
Throw it on the table and let you put your own sauce on it.
As a mom of four, I highly recommend that you put the sauce on the side. Because how many times do I have the sauce put on the ribs and then the kids are all, oh, it's too much sauce. There's not enough sauce. Too much. Too this. Too. It's just better if they can put it on themselves.
Well, that's the way you should do it. Anyway, for the Memphis style sauce, here's the start. You're going to have 8 tablespoons of butter. You're going to throw that in the pan, frying pan. That's 8 tablespoons of butter.
This is not a diet recipe, ladies.
This is not low-cal, folks.
Oh, well, who cares?
1.5 cup of minced white onion. You're going to sweat those onions down in that butter, melted butter. You're going to...
Well, that sounds good. Yeah, okay, keep going.
Then you're
going
to throw in your wet ingredients. 2 15-ounce cans of tomato sauce. 1 cup of cider vinegar. 1/4 cup of Worcestershire. A 1/4 cup of lemon juice. 1/4 cup of soy sauce and 1/2 teaspoon, well, I might put a whole teaspoon, of Louisiana hot sauce.
Ugh.
Then, which is not going to make that hot, Claudia,
trust me.
It's
okay.
Child friendly. Now,
right. He said this. You know what I would do? Because he said it's child friendly, I'd go a little less than what he's saying.
Well, it says 1/2 teaspoon, and I usually use a whole teaspoon, and it's fine.
Okay,
but,
well then, all right.
If you're
it to your discretion.
Adults only, throw in 2 or 3. Well, the dry ingredients also, you want to have 2 cloves of garlic minced, 1/2 cup of packed brown sugar. You're going to have 1 tablespoon of ground mustard, 1 tablespoon of ground black pepper, 1 tablespoon of chili powder.
Holy cow.
1.5 teaspoons of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1 teaspoon of celery salt, 1 teaspoon of paprika, 1 teaspoon of cilantro leaves.
Well, that sounds good.
Oh, it adds the little,
the cilantro,
that's the secret,
yeah,
that's the secret ingredient I'm sharing here today, folks. And
more pepper?
1.5 teaspoon of cayenne
pepper. No, not 1.5.
Oh, excuse me, 1/2.
Look at that. He almost... Very cute.
I like my barbecue hot.
All right. 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne pepper.
That's correct.
Only if you want it hot.
That's correct.
Hello,
that's my writing.
It?
I did it there. All right. Now, let me just tell you this. You know, you're going to get a dark, red, thin barbecue sauce. Now, you could baste the chops or the stuff in that also, but I don't like to put that on. That's why I make my mop sauce. Mop sauce is for basting. Barbecue sauce is for eating. Anyway,
oh, God.
Once you get those ribs done...
Who are you, Bob?
I'm the world's greatest barbecue chef.
Oh.
I may not know all the technicalities, but I tell
He's
you this. My barbecue tastes good, and everybody likes it.
Yeah, but you're in your little barbecue,
I tell you what else,
world.
Yeah, that's right. And what else I do is I prepare a nice, delicious, fresh coleslaw.
Ugh.
What do you mean?
I like coleslaw. It's okay.
Coleslaw with barbecue?
Yeah.
That's like Franks and beans. Death and taxes. It all goes together.
Okay. Well, yeah. You have to have coleslaw.
That's right. You do. You have to have some coleslaw with your barbecue.
Do you put apples in your coleslaw?
I do not. That's a little bit fairy for me. But I like the...
I don't know. I've heard people putting apples in their
coleslaw. Actually, I put pineapple, though. I put a little bit of...
That would be good.
Crushed pineapple in my coleslaw.
I don't know
apple cider vinegar, and I use mayonnaise and...
I don't know. I like that.
Chopped cabbage with a little shredded carrot.
Okay, so wait a minute now. I'm going to ask you something.
Everybody's got their own coleslaw recipe. I'm not going to.
Mine's a secret.
I can't tell you.
Right now, everybody, so you know, Grills Direct, they carry the smokers, camping grills, backyard patio stuff. They have down to the grill covers, grills with carts, electric grills, you know, smokers, all that. So right now they have a thing going on where you get $10 off $75 purchase or $15 off any $150 purchase. And this is, well, they used to be called Grill Superstore and they changed their name, so now they're Grills Direct.
Do you have a place on this fantastic side of yours where people could maybe go buy meat?
Omaha Steaks. But that, I wouldn't think you'd use that for barbecue, would you? Could you?
Well, you know, one thing about meat.
Oh, I have some other ones.
You want to make sure you get
it. Is it Felser Brothers? I'm sorry if I'm saying that name wrong. Let me check this out here.
But it's important, you know, when you're barbecuing, if you have cheap meat, you got a cheap barbecue. That's no good.
That is very true. I have to say.
You start with a good cut of meat.
There's a Felser Brothers is having a barbecue, Accessorized Dad's Barbecue. You get 15% off using code 834602, and that expires on the 18th, on Father's Day of this month. So that's Felser Brothers. So it's P-F-A-E-L-Z-E-R, or Felser. I'm not sure how they say it. But yeah, they do have. They have premium steaks, fillets, New York strips, porterhouse, T-bone, ribeye. They have everything in there. But I would think you'd go to a butcher to really get your meat.
Well, unfortunately,
like
most of the butchers don't exist anymore, but if you're lucky enough to have one in your neighborhood, that's definitely the place to go shop for meat.
Okay. Now here's the thing that a lot of, but there are, back east, I bet you there are more butchers than there are out here.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Like
well, your
New
butcher
York,
shops
Chicago.
Are obviously inside the grocery store, but I mean a full-on butcher meat market, it's pretty hard to find. We have one in this area, but it's a 15 or 20 minute drive.
Yeah. What is that?
El Toro Meat Market.
Oh, yeah. We just gave them a plug.
Yeah, we expect a check in the mail, right, Todd?
Okay. Now, what I also wanted to talk to you about, have Bob talk to you about, is the beer. He brews his own beer.
Barbecue and beer.
And what his famous recipe is known for is called Itchy Huevos Beer. Don't ask me why he calls it that.
Well, it's a long story, but I'll just tell you this. It's a delicious Vienna-style lager brewed in the Mexican-Bavarian tradition.
Wow.
Wow.
It is
very
pretty
good. Absolutely. Everybody always enjoys it.
And it goes great with your barbecue.
And it will go great with your barbecue.
And that's something else. If you guys make beer out there or... you know, you're getting into it as a hobby, again, write to sales@crazybagladies.com for any advice on, you know, what to use, the recipe for the Itchy Huevos beer. We'll be happy to give it to you free of charge. And
free?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Of course. Bob,
I donated the recipe, I guess.
Yeah, you donated the recipe.
Okay.
And on site, we do have a few beer making companies. One is Cooper's Brew Products.
Sure, Cooper's is a famous famous place.
And I can't remember the other one. I think I have Mr. Beer or something like that.
Mr. Beer? Sure.
Yeah, if you go to the, remember, on the pull-down menu, you see a long, huge list of stores in the pull-down menu. You don't have to scroll through them all. Just start typing the name of the store you're looking for, and it should take you right to that store if we have it on site. So I just wanted to thank you, Bob, for being here today. Thank you for sharing your recipe for the Memphis, what are they called now?
That's my Memphis baby back ribs.
Love that, and really appreciate it. It looks like it'd be a lot of fun to do. And hey, maybe some of the women out there, you know, maybe you'll get into doing it with your husband if it's, you know, fun like this.
Well, if you didn't have a chance to write down the recipe, I'm sure they can write to you and you'll send them a copy of it.
Yeah, I have copies, so I'll be happy to send it to you via email. Again, sales@crazybagladies.com. Thanks, everybody. We appreciate you listening, and stay tuned for our next show.
Thanks for having me, Claude. I appreciate it.
Stay tuned next week, guys, because we're going to do a show about bathing suits, swimwear.
Wow, can I come and watch?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's more about a lot of mistakes that we're seeing out there.
Mistakes?
Yeah, like things you really shouldn't be wearing.
Wow.
You know?
I've seen that.
Yeah, you know.
You mean like someone who's 65 years old and they're wearing a 20-year-old?
Yeah.
I've seen that.
That's scary. If you find any sales that you think should be posted on Crazy Bag Ladies, be sure to let us know and we'll do our best to get that posted as soon as possible. Also, don't forget we have a blog at www.crazybagladies.com/bagladiesblog.html. And that'll keep you posted too of the latest sales.
Well, I'm going to go to that right now.
Take care, everybody, and talk to you soon. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Thanks.
This podcast was brought to you by crazybagladies.com, your one-stop shopping spot on the net today.